This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I need everybody to close their eyes. Okay, so now you're supposed to imagine nature. You're in a field. Just light, the wind is a little blowy. It's very blowy.
You just killed the mood.
Yeah. It says, imagining nature environments can reduce all your stress and promote relaxation, even in a minute.
Yeah, but when you went to blowy, I went to a whole different thought.
That turned me off.
I'm in a different world, Jamie. Yeah, there okay. are no birds chirping where I'm at. It's all blowy.
It's very blowy. No, it says it's the easiest way that you can, if you're in a stressful moment or whatever, just close your eyes and imagine nature, and it'll go away.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. I may have to try that.
All right.
I get a lot of pickles over the weekend.
Oh, speaking of pickles.
I'm in a pickle.
What? Speaking of pickles, registration for, what is it, Carson?
It is the National Pickleball Championship, and it's a series, and it's coming to Colorado. They're having three tournaments. Registration's open right now. It doesn't matter if you're a pro, amateur, whatever.
Where do we go to? What's the website?
Hold on. I got
TickleMyPickle.com?
PullMyPickle.com.
I got to find it. Hold on.
Wow.
You had Rocky Mountain.
Wait, hold on. You had to top Tickle My Pickle?
Pull My Pickle?
I know. You had to top it?
Yeah, I still have my eyes closed. I'm not opened my eyes yet.
All right, what is it? Sorry. We are so dumb. This is the world's worst show.
Yeah, so far, I'm in a different world.
All right, what is it?
RockyMountainPickleball.com.
Okay, RockyMountainPickleball.com. Doesn't matter if you're amateur or pro. You know what's funny about this? I have to admit this. I have been talking about pickleball for 3 years, and I have never even done anything with it. Like, I've never even played. I've never tried to play.
And you always yell at us about us not playing, too.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I'm mad at everybody for not participating.
She's a pickle pusher.
It's true. All right, anyway. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, okay. All right. If you've seen this, then don't guess the answer, okay? Schmadil.
Okay.
All right. What is the average percentage where people start to panic about their phone battery?
Ooh.
From 1 to 100.
I saw this.
I can tell you what mine is.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
Mine's 15.
15%?
Yeah. Mine's 20.
The average is 38%.
Really?
Yeah, it says the average American typically starts to worry about their phone's battery when it hits 38%, what researchers are calling panic percentage.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're headed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't panic about it if I'm at home.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. You know,
but
you
if you're
in.
About to leave the house, and you're going to be out, let's say, you know, at an event or something, like a sporting event or something, I could see 38 being the threshold.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, it's really bad when you're on hold, like with the IRS or whatever, and you're at 4%.
Oh, no.
And you have to, like, try to find a charger.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that part's bad. Lifetime is releasing a new trailer for the Judd family. It's called Truth Be Told. It's all about the Judds. I know that you love that. What was the
Winona?
Winona. Winona, Naomi, and Ashley are the Judd family. Here is the trailer.
Oh, hang on.
Dear
I got to fly.
God.
I didn't realize it was coming up.
Your eyes are still closed.
Still got them closed. Well, I didn't know.
14 number one records.
Mother Naomi and her daughter Winona, the Judd.
I was so proud of their success.
It was magical on stage.
It's heavenly music.
But off stage.
Naomi spent her whole life building this narrative.
She had no idea what I went through as a child.
I was old enough to know that something was wrong.
There were secrets, big secrets.
It's a blessing and a burden to be that close to your mother.
She was afraid telling the truth would break her.
My grandmother had two brothers who were predators.
A text from mom said, please help.
I've never talked about this before.
It was a very trying time.
They say you have to live the blues to write about it.
The Judd Family, Truth Be Told, premieres Saturday, May 10th at 8, only on
Ooh,
Lifetime.
That gave me goosebumps.
I kind of like it. Yeah,
I know. Wow. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Didn't Winona and Ashley find out they had different dads, like, as adults?
Don't know.
Something
I'll have
like
to
that.
Watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, that looks good. And it's going to be, hold on, stand by. Lifetime. It will be released. It's a 4-part documentary. It airs May 10th and 11th. I'm really excited about Hulu's documentary that there. It's not till July, so I'll talk about it later. But you know, I love Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Like, I love them. I think they're amazing. And I love their stories and their songs and everything. And they're coming out with a documentary on Hulu in July. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Plus, I like it when he takes off his shirt. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, isn't his name Dan?
Dan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's ripped and shredded, kind of like you, BJ.
I know.
Like when you take off your shirt, you know, sometimes you accidentally pull up your shirt when you're taking off your sweatshirt.
It's no accident.
I was like, Dan, is that you?
It's no accident. Are you kidding?
I mean, it's amazing. I'm excited about that. All right. This is exciting for Bill Belichick. You know, he's 72 years old and his girlfriend is 24.
Right.
24 and he's 72 and I guess she's going to be in the Miss Maine USA competition.
She's going to be Queen Lobster.
Yeah.
He's going to be dating the Queen Lobster of Maine.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is. So 72.
I don't know if she's going to win. She's not that good of a looker, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see. Former New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, announced she is representing her hometown, Hannock, in the Miss Maine. And now you have her in a freaking lobster suit in my head. Because, you know, you said that she was in a lobster
suit.
Well,
that's what I picture when I see Miss Maine.
And that she was
got
doing
lobster claws.
Lobster
claws.
Yeah.
Got her claws on old Bill.
God.
Just saying.
All right. Taylor Swift really, really mad at Kanye West. He went online yesterday and said he knows for a fact that Taylor Swift had relations with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles at the same time.
I dated a queen once.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was the tobacco queen at the state fair or at the county fair. They had a.
Did she chew?
No, they had. I don't know why they used tobacco, though. But they had Tobacco Queen that you know, the girls would go for. You had to be 16, 17 years old. Hey, I dated one of
the Tobacco Queen.
The Tobacco Queen, yeah.
Huh.
She was a looker.
Is she beefy? I feel like the Tobacco Queen is beefy.
Well,
and talks like this.
Well, I just picture her spitting into a platoon.
Me too. Hey, BJ, come on over here. Let me spit
you guys.
Ass.
No. She didn't spit into a platoon. She was beefy, but
isn't it a spittoon or is it
spittoon.
A platoon? Yeah, not a platoon.
Yeah, right, you don't spit into a platoon.
It's a spittoon.
Spittoon is
Did
the
I
name
say
of
spittoon?
It.
Spittoon. I said platoon. Spittoon.
No, don't be a schmadel.
No, you said spit into a platoon.
Oh, platoon. Okay.
I just repeated you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It is kind of a thing.
You're right, yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, so do we think this is true? That Taylor had relations with Justin and Harry at the same time?
I'm going to say yes.
She's suing over it. I don't know if I would say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah. Is she suing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
All right, my day here is done. I'm done.
Because I feel like if I say yes, she's going to come after me.
Yeah, I know.
Because I've just said it, you
and
know?
By the way, she does sue radio people in Colorado.
Yeah.
Remember that one guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he grabbed her or whatever, allegedly, or I think he did, and she got him a dollar?
She never did it. She never did it. No, she did not do it. I will go to my grave with that. She did not do that.
BJ and Jay.
Here comes the music. Let me explain this very quickly here, okay? There's a kid here in town. His name is Nash. He drives a car. We call him Nash Car. Get it?
See?
He drives a car at the racetracks around town. And Jamie and I have been a sponsor, for the past, a little over a year now.
Yep.
On his car. So we like to have him on every now and then, especially during the race season, and talk about what's going on in the car world with Nash Car. So Nash is on the line with us this morning, and let me get to him. Good morning, Nash.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yeah,
you're excited. Getting excited.
When does the race season start, Nash?
We start tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Get out of here. I had no idea.
We start tomorrow at noon.
Okay.
At Honor Speedway.
Nice. First race of the season.
No, wait a minute. Let's back up here. Which speedway are you going to be at?
Honor Speedway in Pueblo.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pueblo.
Down in Pueblo, huh?
Yeah.
And you're racing at noon? Normally, you guys are doing night races. What happened?
Yeah, their opening race is usually at noon, earlier in the day. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They just have it like that.
All right.
But all I know is we're ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
How's the car running these days?
Wicked fast. We tested last weekend.
Yeah.
We were the fastest in our class by over 2 seconds.
Right.
Whoa.
No kidding. Well,
that's because you have that illegal spoiler on there.
Well, not only that, he drives a Tesla. That's what he's racing.
Actually,
it's an electric car.
I'd like to talk to you a second about those knob people that they cut down trees or whatever. What's their name?
Knothead.
Yeah. Sorry, not knob. Knothead. It seems to me that they've kind of taken over the side of your car a little bigger than BJ and Jamie.
Well, I don't think someone has paid yet, and I think that could be another thing as well.
Whoa. Now we're into a little touchy territory here.
What do you mean?
So wait a minute. So these knob guys, these hobnobbers came along.
What are they called again?
Knothead.
Knothead, not right. Knob.
All right. These knotheads came along, and they paid you already. And you decreased the size of our logo so you could slap them on there?
No, you guys are actually bigger this year.
Doesn't look like it when we see the car.
No, they're
the pictures don't look that way.
But not that our sign is, but they are bigger on the side of your car, true?
True.
I told you.
Oh. Yeah. And wait a minute. Now, we've had an understanding here for the past year.
Yeah.
We were there when hardly anybody was there.
When no one was there.
We were there way before these knoblickers were out there.
Yeah, knoblickers.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. Why would you demote us over knoblickers when we are, you know, we've been there with you from the beginning, dude.
How much did they pay?
I don't like talking about how much they paid.
Oh.
We do.
I think that's not public information.
Dude, you're racing in Pueblo this weekend. Tomorrow at noon, okay? I think we can disclose how much knob liquors gave you.
I can't do that.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know what's going on with them, but they are much bigger on the side. We used to have the door, and it was just BJ and Jamie, the door to ourselves. It was huge, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it was huge. Well, now we're like this big, and knob lickers are this big. And I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, we're not a fan of that, okay? Can we work something out here?
Maybe we need
if
to
we, pay them. If we go ahead and send the money over, so we'll be paid up, which we can't disclose how much that is, $500, okay? If we go ahead and send the money over, can we get the size of our logo back?
Yep, and they'll even give you guys roof spots.
Oh, good. So if you flip over, they'll see it.
Which happens often.
All right. Okay.
Okay. We'll send it over to you.
Well, BJ has Venmo. So after we get off the air,
we'll send it
over. He'll send it over to
you. Just send me your Venmo stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll be sure to remember it's the Mickey Mouse check. I'll be sure to look for that.
Roasted.
All right,
he's not lying.
All right.
Hey, BJ has Mickey Mouse check. Wow, Nash is on fire.
Nash, it's been fun having you on the show. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to work you in any longer, but it's been a lot of fun, man.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
All right, buddy. Hey, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck on Saturday or tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck, okay?
Good luck. And we'll check in with you next week to see how the weekend went for you.
That's perfect.
All right, buddy. All right. Tell knob lickers we said hi.
Oh, my God. This is going to be uncomfortable. Yeah. When I go into Bud's and see those guys, it's going to be very uncomfortable.
Do you know these guys?
Yeah, I know them.
What are they again? Knob hobs or something?
Not heads.
Not heads?
Yeah.
Not
they cut
heads.
Down trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And not so heads.
They're going to be like beating me up. You called us knob lickers.
It's a great name for them. There you go. That's Nash Carr. Expect that every week. That ought to keep you plugged in.
Right?
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Is he high?
Is he high? I don't know. Is there something wrong with him? I'm watching.
Let's explain exactly what Spindell just did, okay?
Okay.
He walked into our studio with a notepad.
Yeah.
Which is very rare because we didn't even know he had a notepad, all right?
Exactly.
That's very rare. All right. So, Spindell, go ahead and tell us. Again, because we only had a few seconds here before we came on the air. Go ahead and say what you said to us just a few minutes ago.
Well, I got a call from a PR firm, and they represent Patrick Waugh's son. His name is Jonathan Waugh, and apparently Jonathan is playing a concert here next week. He's a country artist. He's going to be playing down at the Marquee Theater.
And Patrick Waugh is obviously a legendary goaltender for the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
That's his son.
Yeah,
that's it.
That doesn't sound country. That sounds rocky.
You know what? Tell her we'll talk to her.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So let's do Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
I'll give her a call back.
All right. Tell her we'll talk to her on Monday after after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
On Monday. I mean, it's Patrick Waugh. It's his son, right?
Well, Patrick Waugh is legend here.
Yeah, let's figure out what's going on, all right?
He was the one that always stepped over the line.
Yeah, you could never touch the lines.
He would never touch.
I didn't live here at that point, so I don't know what you mean.
He was the goalie, right? Yeah. So when he came out on the ice, he would step over the blue line. He never touched it, and he always ate the same meal every night before the game. He ate steak.
And he also did the iconic chicken bob. His mask was with his mask on.
He did that all the time.
Chicken Bob.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to the son.
When I was married here, we had season tickets, and so we always sat right behind his head.
He did it a lot.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the kid's name again? Josh?
Jonathan.
Yeah. Jonathan
Waugh. He looks very earthy.
He does?
Yeah, like very earthy. Right. I don't... I can't explain right. him.
Now, are we talking to Jonathan or are we talking to the publicist?
Oh, we'd be talking to Jonathan.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Yeah.
I know, but
yeah,
it's we'll okay, but can I just talk about this for a minute?
Yeah.
We can't talk about his dad because he wants to promote himself.
Yeah, it's his own thing. It's like,
well, we'll get to both.
I know, but you know how it is. Like when people talk to me about you, I'm right there.
Yeah. No,
like
I get
Jamie's
it.
In your shadow. Like,
yeah, I'm always in your shadow because it's BJ and Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always sad.
And that probably will never change. It's going to always be like that. So yeah. It does get old, like, I'm sure.
I mean, like,
I never experienced it, but I'm sure you do.
Like, literally last night, right? Ron, my CPA, right? Yeah. I'm dropping off. He goes, hey, how did BJ get his name? And I go, yeah, you don't want to know.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant as far as me being in the forefront of the conversation. We got to go. We got to get out of here. All right, so we're going to set this up for Monday, okay?
Just
after
perfect.
8 o'clock. Patrick Waugh. Does he still live here or does he live somewhere else?
No,
where does he live?
He's actually coaching for the Islanders right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, who's that?
New York. New York. It's a hockey team.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
It's Cayman.
So, he coaches.
There's a hockey team there.
They have hockey in the Cayman Islands?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, man. I know they even had ice down there.
Yep.
All right. So, we'll talk to him after 8 o'clock on Monday. Patrick Waugh's son, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Who's trying to break it in the country music arena, I guess, right?
Yeah. Very good.
The music sounded okay to me.
It wasn't horrible.
No, it wasn't bad at all, in fact.
All right.
We'll get to that on Monday. All right, everybody, have a great day today. Don't forget, another chance to win those Mumford & Sons tickets coming up with Slacker later on this afternoon. And let's see, that's it?
Yep, that's it.
You guys have a great weekend.
And good luck on your golf tournament.
And good luck with you. You're headed up to Blackhawk this weekend.
And I'm going to win.
Good for you.
I'm going to win. Remember, you got to put it out there in the universe.
Yeah.
I'm going to win.
Positive, man.
Yeah.
Carson's going to be slinging meat today.
Yeah, Southwest Plaza Mall from 4 to 6 tonight. So make sure you stop by and we'll hook you up with all kinds of meat.
That's not tonight. It's this afternoon.
It's really light out at 4 to 6.
4 o'clock.
Okay. Well, later today.
I've been wanting to say that all day, but it's like, it's not tonight. It's 4 to 6.
Yeah, 4 to 6. Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. Very,
I'm going to come see you.
Yeah.
Okay,
I need some meat.
Yeah.
I just learned how to play craps in like 5 minutes with BJ. You should do that master class.
I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. It's really easy.
I'm going to play on the dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't get on the
dark
side.
Don't do that.
They'll run you out of that place. You kidding? You won't ever be allowed back up there. All right. We got to go. You guys have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.